This podcast is part of the Michigan Sports and Entertainment Podcast Network. Go to MichiganSportsAndEntertainment.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome back to another edition of Pistons Thoughts. I'm your host, Jordan Letterman, with our partner, Chris McClellan. What's up, Chris?
What's up, y'all?
So we're back, and it's been more of a rocky road for the Pistons. But we're ending on a high. At this very moment, the last thing we have seen is the Pistons step up in their biggest moment of the season. Things are going well.
And I think we should give a proper shout out to a guy who we've been kind of weary about when he first came.
Sure.
Wayne Ellington.
Wayne Ellington.
Dude's been on fire.
Has been absolutely amazing over the past couple games. And I think he's really earned some bad boy credibility.
Easily.
Here. We'll get to that. Let's recap.
Okay.
The last five games, the Pistons have gone 2-3. On the surface, not a great time. But you got to factor in those three losses were on an absolutely brutal West Coast road trip.
Yeah.
Those losses come against the Blazers, the Warriors, and the Nuggets, the top two teams in the East, and the Blazers are right up there.
Right.
So you can't fault them for that. You know, it's tough. You wish they won those games, or at least won. They didn't. You move on. You're still in a good spot in the playoff push. But those three losses weren't all bad. The Blazers game, they really had that. You know, the last couple minutes of the game, their offense completely stopped working. And the Blazers took over. It was Dame time.
Right.
And that's what happened. The Warriors game, I was at that game. I got to fly out to San Francisco,
made it over to Oakland. Was it
it was fun.
A pleasant trip minus the loss?
It was fun. You know, I went into it, you know, I have some family in San Fran, and I went into it sort of, you know, it's we're playing the defending champs, best team in the league.
Of course.
Might not win this game. Let's just have a good time.
Right.
It was great, man. I was one of six Pistons fans I saw in the arena.
Hey, represent.
I was rocking a Pistons hockey jersey that I have just got a little bit ago, and I saw someone on the train wearing a Bad Boys tee. You know, we saluted each other, we walked past each other, and I knew it was going to be a good game. But the Warriors came out, they didn't miss a shot. It was Steph's first game back in a little bit.
You know what? Thinking back, like looking at the score, it's 121 to 114. Honestly, even though we lost, I'm happy it was that close.
Yeah,
like
it could have
been much worse. Like,
I mean, the Warriors had a pretty good lead in the fourth quarter. The Pistons made their run, got back in it.
Right,
didn't work out. Fine, you move on to Denver. Third game in a row. It's the fourth game of your West Coast trip. I think the fourth game in six nights. It's a tough stretch here. You got to close it out. The Pistons came out absolutely awful offensively.
Right.
It was almost like the Nuggets had some trick rims or the double rims. It just, it was absolutely
slanted shit.
It was crazy. Exactly, man. Pistons couldn't hit anything. Then they come back in the second half. They were down 27 at one point. They came back.
Dang.
And this is the point of the season where I said, I am not worried at all. They came back from down 27. They had a chance to send it to overtime on a Blake Griffin. Good look. Hit the buzzer. Didn't fall. You take that loss. It's a tough loss. It's a heartbreaker. They fought all the way back. But they showed fight, and they looked like a team that knew what they were playing for once the second half started. First half was terrible.
Right. And that's what I was saying. Like, at least, like, going back to the Warriors, if we're showing heart and we're showing, like, look, we want this, like, okay, they're a better team, fine. But at least if we can get close and we're, like, still putting, like, the blood, sweat, and tears into this, that's a good, promising look for you. Like, that's what makes me go, like, okay, look, whatever. You're not going to win them all.
Exactly.
But the next one we could, probably.
The only caveat is that they need to do that 48 minutes because they did it for 24 in Denver. They didn't do it 48 in Golden State. They missed out on the last 6 minutes in Portland. You got to do it for 48. But it was a really good sign to close that Denver game like that. You can't dig yourself that hole, but you end that game looking up a little bit, you know, head up a little bit.
Which they did coming into the Magic.
Right, so they come into the Magic game, absolutely the biggest game of the season, and you think back to a couple weeks ago, the two biggest games of the season at that point, Miami and Brooklyn, the two teams directly behind you in the playoff race. You come out, and as you said last time, I forgot what you said, but I said shit the bed, for lack of a better term, and you said they dropped the ball.
Right.
And they did. And so I was a little nervous coming into this game. Again, the most important game of the year. The Pistons came out and did exactly what they needed to do.
Exactly.
They came out, they played absolutely aggressive, hard, with heart and hustle, and that was never in question. That right. game was never in question.
Right.
They played incredible. At the end of the second quarter, here's where we get into Wayne Ellington. Wayne got a little dust up with DJ Augustine. Immediately after, drills a tough three in his face, stares him down. They go into halftime. Comes back, and he hit, it had to have been 3, 4, 5 threes in a row. He was absolutely on fire, talking shit. He stopped talking after that. He was just letting his game talk shit.
Dude, that's like what you said. That's the Bad Boys era.
Yeah.
Reincarnate. What we need. We need that grit. We need that toughness. And I think that's what's showing. Game in and game out. That's what's showing here.
Yeah, and Wayne, I think, earned some Bad Boy credibility there.
Easily.
So Dre, also, we can talk about him for a second. This, and Dwayne Casey said this after the game, and I think Ish Smith did too. This might have been the best game all around that we've ever seen Dre play.
Right.
6 blocks. I thought he was going to go for a triple-double with blocks. He has 18 boards, and he was just an absolute monster. 18 boards for Dre is sort of like nothing, which is hilarious and kind of crazy.
Yeah, just hearing 18 boards, like 18 underrated. Rebounds, that's crazy.
Andre Drummond.
For him, it's easy as hell.
Yeah. He has gone from one of the most loathed and, you know, just sort of, I don't want to say hated, but not liked players in the Pistons. Right. You know, a lot of people, for whatever reason, all season long, trade Dre for nothing. Oh, Dre's putting up big numbers. That's a fluke. No, that's
These
what
Dre
does.
These are also the same people that are like, oh, Pistons are in a fluke. I'm like, right. No, that's a 15, 17 game.
People are still.
That's not a fluke, man.
Are still saying tank. They're like, you know what?
Why would you
sneak into the playoffs and you're not going to get a top 4 pick? At this point, you're not going to get a top 12
And why would you tank
pick?
When you're a 6th seed in the East?
Right.
Why would you do that? That's dumb.
People are nuts, man. But I digress. I think Dre has turned into one of the most underrated and underappreciated players
easily
in the game. I mean, he's consistently, you know, he could every night go out and get a 20-20 game, and he averages pretty darn close to that, right? That's an incredible feat by this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten so much better as a defender over the last couple of years. And this season especially, he has been so solid for the most part defensively.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So he had one of the best games I think he's played as a Piston. And it doesn't even seem like it's not that it doesn't seem, but this is not his ceiling.
Right.
He's 25 years old. He has so much higher to go. And I think Dwayne Casey and Blake Griffin have really helped him here. You know, his mindset and his attitude and just, you know, just being more aggressive, being more assertive and setting the tone defensively, going up strong offensively. Yeah.
I also think just having Blake and just this whole assortment of new Pistons pushing him to be like, okay, now this is some like they came in. The energy's different. I mean, I know I mentioned this before, but the energy's different. There's a shift. Blake is like, yo, you know, maybe this is what you got to work on. Or maybe like, I'm going to play hard, so you have to play just as hard so we can, you know, match.
I know what it takes to win.
Right.
We're going to do this, and we're going to win. That's
exactly. And Blake, that's what they need. That's just that energy shift, that mindset of like, oh, okay, like, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all he probably needed. You know what I mean?
And it's nice to have someone, you know, Dwayne Casey's great because he came from Toronto where they're winning 50-plus games over
Very
the last few years.
Right.
You know, conference finals, granted, didn't make it past LeBron, but it's LeBron. You know, it is what it is. But having someone like Blake, who has won in the playoffs, you know, he hasn't won a championship, but he's won in the playoffs.
His
he
experience.
Knows what it takes to win. And he's on the floor with you, fighting with you, knowing what it takes. I think that's huge.
Exactly, man. And that's just the push. That's just like what we, like I said, what we need, that energy going forward.
Yeah, and it's nice to see. I mean, Dre has definitely had times in the past, and admittedly, he's said this, that, you know, he'll get down on himself after a missed shot or anything. And I remember a few weeks ago, I forget exactly who they were playing, but Dre went up sort of soft, right?
Right.
He missed the layup or something, and Dre got right into him and was like, go up strong, and he's yelling at him to do it, be aggressive. Next play, Dre goes, backs in, dunks on whoever it was, And from then on, since that point, I don't think Dre has gone up weak with anything.
That's good. That's a good shift, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good shift. Especially, like, even looking back earlier in the season with, like, the Joel Embiid thing. With, yep. like, oh, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, but just looking at that, or all the times, like, he'll play the Heat and Hassan Whiteside is just, sure. like, give him shit. You know what I mean? Like, yep. that's the, like, sometimes I'll be like, dude, fucking get in his face. Or, like, you know, don't be a bitch about it. You know yeah. what I mean? But, like, you know, and that's why I'm like, okay, good. Like, go up there and do that. And that's exactly. that's that, again, energy of, like, the whole team being like, no, yep. we want this shit.
And having the superstar on your team being like, yo, you can do better than that.
Right.
And exactly. and you believing him and doing it. I think it's incredible. Looking ahead to the playoff picture, as of right now, the Pistons are alone in the sixth seed in the East. They're a half game ahead of Brooklyn. They're a game ahead of the Heat, who are in the eighth spot. And now they've put themselves a game and a half ahead of Orlando Good. After that huge win.
Right.
The Pistons lose that game, and they're a half game behind Orlando. That just wasn't going to be good, right? I mean, no. they would have been in the seventh spot, I believe, tied with Brooklyn a half game in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. So it's great. They took care of business.
Right.
They got to do it the rest of the way. They only have a few games left every single quarter. They need to play like they played against Orlando and in the second half of the Nuggets game.
And yeah, I think going forward, they know that, and they're just going to play to that ferocity.
I hope so. I mean, so as of right now, they're matched up with the 3-seed Philadelphia 76ers, who we would all love to avoid. But here's the thing. If it comes to it, which it really might, I'm okay with that. You know, I'd rather not. But as we were talking about earlier, you have Blake who can help Drummond, who historically, you know, Embiid lives in his head, he says.
And, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was right. like, that little rivalry they got and that little, like, you know, animosity, yep. I don't know how that's going to play. But
yep.
it might prove better for us because now he's getting into this, like, fuck everything, fuck you yep. kind of mindset. And it might play better to
and
us.
And since the last time we played the Sixers, Drummond has grown tremendously. I mean, you see this growth within players throughout a season. You know, especially younger players, you see this sort of growth. I mean, it's funny talking about Drummond as a younger player. He's been
in
the league
like a year older than we are.
Right? Yeah, his 7 years or whatever it's been. But, yeah, also he's a year older than us.
Yeah,
but
that's weird.
I mean, it is kind of crazy that under Dwayne Casey and with Blake here a full season in the offseason, Drummond has grown a ton this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, let alone throughout his career. But this year, he has taken massive steps forward in almost every facet of his game. And I think the mental aspect is a huge thing. I mean, Drummond in crunch time situations with free throw shooting, he's one of the best shooters on the team, which if you told me that 4 years ago, 2 years ago, that he was going to be one of the Pistons' top few clutch free throw shooters.
You'd be like, what?
I'd be like, wait, he's playing at the end of games?
Andre Drummond we're talking about?
Right. We're talking about Andre Drummond, who they can go to a hack of Drummond with 5 minutes left, and he can't play the rest of the game.
Oh,
that
my
Drummond.
Goodness.
I mean, and I think free throws, you know, there's a big part of it that's mechanics, but his mechanics have never looked bad, or they've never seemed bad. It's mental.
Right.
You know, at that stage, it's mental. And he has jumped hurdles. He doesn't let shit phase him in the game. You know, he used to get frustrated with a lot. And he still does get frustrated, but it doesn't affect his game.
Mm.
Right? You know, he used to be able to just sort of shut down if he's missing shots or if an opponent's getting in his head.
Right.
This point in the year, this point in his career, like, I'm not seeing that from him anymore.
Dude, he's adopting that, like, Kobe mentality. That,
yeah,
like,
the Mamba mentality.
The Mamba mentality yeah. of, like, look, whatever you're fucking pissed about, use that shit.
Exactly.
Use that energy. And
Rasheed
like, fucking
Wallace
win.
Used to do that, too.
Yes.
I used to absolutely love when she got pissed, you know he was about to score 50.
He's about to go, like, yeah, he's
going to
run.
He was going off for the next 15 points easily. But that's why, you know, and I think the Sixers are still the better team, obviously. But
easily.
I think... I'm not as worried about the Embiid-Drummond matchup as I was.
No.
Because I really think, especially with Blake here, I think that the mental aspect, Embiid is not going to have the edge. Embiid is such a troll. He's such a flop.
He just knows how to get into someone's yeah. head and use that and manipulate that shit.
And I think Drummond is not going to let that happen. You keep the shit out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that. Drummond, I think, has been so much better at that. So I'm not as worried about that. You know, you got Boban hitting threes now, which concerns me.
What?
If Boban
Where was this like 2 years ago?
Right, yeah. Please, Boban, come back. But Pistons don't really have an answer for him if he's playing. I mean, right. I don't think Boban's going to kill us, but it's the type of thing where Boban's going to go off.
It can make
like
a difference.
30 points
somewhere
in game four. You know, it's a 2-1 series.
Dude, all... Here's the answer. Dre, start making some 3-point shots, man.
Not yet.
Not yet, but at least practice that shit. Next season.
Yeah, yeah. I think in the next 2 years, Dre's going to be shooting like 30% from three, and I think, he'll get better and better as that goes on. But I wouldn't love to play the Sixers, but then you have a bunch of people, including myself, who would love to strategically slip back into seven and play the Raptors. But you can't do that till the last game or two of the season.
Yeah.
You just got to win right now. Make sure you're in. Worry about that later.
Mm.
Because as you were telling me earlier, once you get in the playoffs, you throw everything out the window.
It's a whole different picture, man.
Exactly. I mean, the Pistons, this is the team we thought we had coming into the year. We talked about this in the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But it's something where, you know, coming into the year, we thought they were a top four team, top five in the East, maybe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're top six now, but, I mean, they had such a dip this season.
Right.
It's kind of remarkable that they're in six. I don't know if that says anything about the Pistons or the Eastern Conference or what, but here we are. The Pistons have been playing a lot better lately. And it's just, I don't think the Sixers are that much better. And we're going to see. We'll have this conversation when the playoffs are set and ready to go in a couple weeks.
And a whole bunch of Sixers fans are like, fuck you, man.
Hey, I've heard Sixers Twitter is brutal, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the fight.
We just need to get the Pistons Twitters to ready for it.
Exactly.
It's a whole battle.
So, I mean, the last four spots in the East, or the last three spots in the East, 6 through 9 or 10, are within three games. The Hornets are at 10, Pistons are at 6. This is going to be a tight race to the end. Who do you think is going to make it out of the three spots that are left? You got the Pistons, Nets, Heat, Magic, Hornets. Who's your three?
Honestly, dude, obviously Pistons.
Yep.
Honestly.
Put them at 7.
Please. I feel like Magic, man. Magic probably are like really sneaking up in that.
They've been on a stretch, man. I mean, we really cooled them down.
And then... I don't know. Like, I don't know about how are the Nets doing?
The Nets have been slipping a little lately, and they have a tough schedule to close out the year. But I do think they're the best team out of the other ones than the Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
But their schedule, man, I don't see one game in there that I'm like, they're going to win that game.
Okay. So is the Heat's
The Heat and the Magic have okay schedules.
Okay.
Here's why I would put the Heat in over the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one last dance, Dwayne Wade, I think he's going to pull out some magic, no pun, Florida puns. But I think Dwayne Wade's got some magic left in him. And I think you throw him at the last seven games of his career, mm-hmm. and he could either end it there or make the playoffs.
Right.
I think he's going to do what he can. And I think he's got some left in the tank to make the playoffs.
I agree.
So we're going to see about that. It's going to be interesting. It's heating up. We'll talk again next week about it.
More about those puns.
It's going to be another... more about the puns. But, I mean, I said this weeks ago when the Pistons were a few games out. All it takes is one good week for the teams below you and one bad week for you or the teams above them.
Mm-hmm.
One good and one bad, and that's what's happened with the Magic. That's what happened with the Pistons. That's all it takes, and this whole thing is shaken up. You got 2 weeks left in the regular season, give or take. Anything could happen here, man. These margins are so small still at the bottom of the East.
Right.
It's going to get nuts.
Hey, man. Looking forward to it.
It's
like, going to
be
honestly,
fun.
Honestly, it's going to be... It's literally hashtag playoffs push, which Detroit Pistons are using now. So
exactly.
So that's what the essence of that is. It's just like everyone's just buckling down and grinding and putting their nose to the fucking dirt and be like, look.
It's time.
We want that fucking spot.
It is time.
We're getting that spot. And it's going to be hype as fuck. It's kind of trade deadlines when everyone's kind of like, oh shit, we want this person.
Like, oh,
we want
now
that person.
The deadline's coming. We have to do this right now.
Right,
it's
dude.
Now or never.
That urgency is there.
So that's the playoff picture. Let's look forward to a little March Madness Pistons Twitter edition.
Okay.
Detroit Bad Boys Twitter account has come up, and I think this is incredible
this
that
is
they
fun.
Did this.
Yeah.
You know, they made the bracket 64 of Pistons Twitter. Now, I gotta say, I feel a little snubbed. They have me as a 6 seed.
Oh?
I think I should be a 2 or a 3. You know, I'm not going to lie. And some of my followers agreed with me.
Uh-oh.
But it's okay. I'm here to have fun. I'm here for the upsets. Second round matchup today coming up. I got Duncan Smith. I'm not too happy about that. You know, Duncan is one of my favorite people on Twitter.
Right.
But I will say, for anyone listening that's going to vote, I will say that Duncan is now a writer for Miami Heat
website. So he's a traitor.
So he's a traitor, and I will absolutely use that to slander his name as much as I can for the vote.
So you're saying if the fans are listening, keep that in mind.
Exactly.
And vote for Piston Thoughts.
That is exactly what I'm saying. Thank you for noticing, Chris.
I got you, man. I got you, G.
So that's great. All I'm saying is shout out to Detroit Bad Boys for that. I think it's incredible. You know, it's really brought Pistons Twitter together.
Yeah.
And if you're listening right now and you're not a part of Pistons Twitter,
hop on it.
Hop on it. Come lurk. Come chat. It's a good time. Everyone's always having a great time interacting.
Right.
And, you know, come playoff time. Man. Yeah, it really is. It's really developed into a really fun place over the last few months.
Exactly.
And come playoff time, we've been talking about it on Twitter. Maybe we'll get to meet up with some people.
Yeah.
At LCA or around LCA.
That'd be dope.
Figure something out. I think it'd be so much fun.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Meet everybody in person. Have a good time. Fast forward to tonight.
Zoop.
Bad Boys Night.
Uh-oh.
The anniversary of the Bad Boys Championships, right? You got the Bad Boys in the house. You got Portland Trailblazers coming into our house, who we beat in the finals one of those years that the Bad Boys won it. So fitting. You got the Blazers coming in, who the Pistons just lost to. But Blazers just played last night. They beat the Hawks, but they played last night. Second night of a back-to-back. Coming off, they're still recovering from the Nurkic injury, which is absolutely terrible. I feel so bad for that dude, man. That's just, you don't want to see that happen to anybody.
Yeah,
ever.
That just looks so gross.
It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, you can't even imagine that pain. And it's such a long recovery, man. Like, it's terrible. You really got to feel for them.
Yeah,
but
easily.
Pistons are playing the Blazers. Bad Boys in the house. I'm really looking forward to the atmosphere. I don't get to go. You know, we're out here in L.A., but I'm really looking forward to seeing and hearing about the atmosphere going on. Vince Ellis tweeted last night that there are early reports expecting one of the bigger crowds of the season,
good.
As they should.
Well, they should, yeah.
I mean, a few things at play here. You got the Bad Boys in town, but also the Pistons are playing well entering this playoff push, in the middle of the playoff push.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and support this team. That's one thing I will leave everybody with, is if you are remotely a Pistons fan, maybe you haven't been paying close attention over the last decade. Maybe you haven't been paying attention over the last few weeks, but this team, I think, is really earning our support.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you can, go to LCA for a game to close out the year. You know, let's push them along for the playoff push.
I think seeing that, too, would just help the team as well. Like, seeing, like, we have so much support, so much love going on. Like, let's really win this for those guys, for those people, for our fans, the people who really support us.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned this when Blake first came. Like, remember I was saying something about how he gets to play for a team that actually loves him and, like, wants him to do well and, like, really go out there and, like, really grind and really be our, like, kind of like our savior in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he likes, and I think that's why he's putting up 40 a night or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's why he's going out there and, like,
he can go out and get 40 any night.
Right, and it's, like, really, like, grinding and really seeing that change and, you know, just having that energy and atmosphere.
I mean, and the players have been saying in recent weeks that they've really seen a change. And you see it on TV, too, which is great.
Easily.
And I really think, you know, I understand the whole over the last decade. It's tough to go pay your hard-earned money and go watch this team play when it's really been mediocre for a decade, right?
Yeah.
But I think this specific version of this team is really showing us that they deserve it.
Yeah,
and
man.
I think, you know, I think it's important. Go be the sixth man.
You know?
Go be the sixth man, support this team, and I think we got some great things coming. One more thing, again, I've mentioned this before. The flagship radio station of the Pistons, 97, won the ticket. Again, they're back on their bullshit, and they just can't give anyone any credit, and they're still talking about why are they going for the playoffs, and it just, I just hate that, man.
They're just trying to have that negative shit. Yeah,
fuck the negativity.
Fuck that shit, man.
Especially when this team, as I'm just saying, really does, like, they don't deserve the negativity. They deserve the support.
I should respond to us and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I would love to really understand, you know, what they're thinking when they say this stuff. And it's for ratings. You know, they've said that the Pistons are bad for business. And, you know, it's just... So they got to say what they got to say to get ratings.
But let's say then they make it to, like, the finals and shit, right? Let's say hypothetically. Yeah. Oh, wait, they were so great, man. They grinded this whole season. Like, yeah, it was a little weird here and there. But, no, you can't say that shit now. Because you literally put them down when, like, they were even doing their best and you were putting them down. So,
I've said many, many, many times, if you're not with the Pistons at their worst and you're all about the negativity... Mm-hmm. You absolutely do not get them at their best, and we're keeping tabs.
And if we win a championship, you better be saying some shit.
Right? I mean, it's not going to happen this year.
Easily not.
But it could be coming soon, man. I mean, you never know what happens this offseason if the Pistons can snag a Kemba in a sign-and-trade or Bradley Beal at the draft night or just anyone who can move the needle. Either way, all I'm saying, go support this team. Stop being negative. Let's make this playoff push.
And, like, if anything... It's fun. It's fun for us. Like, even if we make it to the first round and we fucking lose.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
It's fun.
Isn't it fun?
It's fun to know that when
your team is winning a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
dude.
This is the most they've won, you know, granted, in a few years ago, they won 44 for the season.
Yeah.
But since then, and that was the only blip in the last 10 years, this is the most they've won. This is the most fun team we've had in 10 years.
And let's just take that as it is.
Like, just enjoy it.
We could be like the Bulls or the Cavs right now.
Or the Suns.
Right, and we just suck. Right? And like, you don't want to definitely rap that. Like, that's just awful.
I'd rather be mediocre for a decade than terrible.
Right.
Right.
Like, you don't want to be known as that shit.
Right.
Like, at least let's just, like, let's make it. Let's make the playoffs.
See what happens.
If we lose in the first round, let's have fun with it. Like, that's what really kind of matters here.
Exactly.
You know?
That's all we got, man. Just go support this team. Have fun doing it. That's most important. As cheesy as it is.
If you're not having fun doing that, then don't fucking support us.
Exactly. But that's all for this week. We will see you next week.
Yes.
And let's make this playoff push.
Let's do it.